This program may not represent the views of Bonneville International Corporation or Federal News Radio. Statements and opinions from this broadcast are solely those of the individual contributors or advertisers as indicated. Federal News Radio does not take responsibility for those statements or opinions and accepts no responsibility or liability for any inaccuracy, errors, or omissions reported during this program.
This is AmTower Off-Center on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. Every week, speaker, consultant Mark AmTower gives you his take on what's going on in the world of government contracting. AmTower Off-Center with your host, Mark AmTower.
Welcome to our no-holds-barred forum for discussing what's good, bad, ugly, and just plain silly in the arena of doing business with the government. I'm Mark AmTower. My guest today are a tag team, mother and daughter, which is the first time I've had a mother and daughter on the show, Peg and Claudia Hoskey of Hoskey Communications. Welcome, guys.
Thanks, Mark.
Nice to be here.
Thanks for coming in. I should mention that Peg and Claudia are a major part of Hoskey Communications. Claudia, you're the editor of the e-newsletter, e-zine, whatever you want to call it, Fed Insider, which is a very cool read.
Yeah, it's our digital news publication. Comes out every couple of weeks on FedInsider.com.
Mm-hmm.
I let Peg talk about how you guys started.
Well, I guess Hoskey Communications has been around for a little bit more than 12 years, enjoying a great deal of client work, primarily in the commercial side, working on helping companies launch new products into new markets. And I would say, based on some of my background with IDG, where I was trained at the Babson University.
For those who don't know, IDG is the original publisher of Federal Computer Week, Computer World, and just a couple hundred different IT pubs.
Exactly. And trained on how to launch publications. So learned a great deal about market analysis and how to really slice and dice whether a market is right for you to jump into. And based on that, we've introduced a large number of companies into the government market. Over the years, we have actually recently done a couple of major government conferences, most recently with the FAA. We ran their contracting training course down in Tampa for a week with 350 contracting officers, contracting specialists, and contract lawyers. And that was certainly very interesting. So we tend to be pretty much on the high end in the sense of having in-depth knowledge of the executive levels of government, whether those are the CHICOs, the Chief Human Counsel, or those are the CFOs or CIOs. So that's been HCI. And during that 12-year period, as Claudia mentioned, she and her brother and sister have often played roles at various executive events. Claudia didn't mention that she's also working on her MBA right now, so we're also benefiting.
I'm at Marymount University.
Okay, cool. Do you do online, on campus, or both?
It's on campus, so I'm sort of running a pretty crazy commute. I live in Rockville, so
yeah.
I go to D.C. for work, and then I go to Arlington for school. So
just off Glebe Road, right?
Yep.
Yeah, I know the place. Good school. My program's at George Mason, so consider moving over later. but maybe we'll get there later on. So Hoskey Communications has Fed Insider. You do the events. The FAA event I did not know about. That's also a very hot area, training contracting officers, because the 1102 community is just stretched so thin right now. Is there opportunity to do more training like that for other agencies? If they wanted more training for their personnel, could they contact you for that issue?
Of course. We actually did do a competitive bid for the FAA conference. And being a women-owned small business, and now looking at our certification through SBA to be a women-owned small business, we bid on actually running the conference for FAA, and it was an extremely interesting and unique bid. FAA decided to have every bidder identify a hotel in every one of eight cities that could accommodate the 350 attendees, And at that point, you had to give a single price for running the conference at
any of those eight cities.
Okay. For each of those eight cities.
Okay, gotcha.
And we actually won in every city. And so FAA had the opportunity to choose the city they were most likely to use, and Tampa was the winner. We had a great experience down there with virtually every contracting official with FAA present.
Cool. Now, let's go back to IDG for a minute, because IDG also puts on and put on a lot of events. When they were in this market, they put on events. Were you playing on that side of the arena, too? Did you start getting event training there as well?
Well, actually, the interesting thing is that we spent about 8 years, HCI has, on retainer with Reed Exhibition Companies, which is the largest event company in the world. And so we have worked with them on analyzing new launches for events in a wide variety of markets. And there's sort of the, you know, quick and dirty, what are the assets that the company brings to that market?
Mm-hmm.
Who are the bellwether attendees? Who are the bellwether speakers? What is the likeliest place we should hold this event? And in that process, I would say we became significantly entrenched in pretty much all aspects of events. With that came the fact that Reed Exhibition sold Fosse to the Washington Post Company. And at that point, we moved, our consulting contract moved with Fosse, and we wound up consulting with the whole Fosse.
You used to give me my press pass.
Exactly, with that group for the entire time the Washington Post owned it. So, and on the, you know, what is happening in the market side, you may or may not have yet heard that we have a new entrant coming into the market to compete directly with Fosse.
Mm-hmm.
And Bill Howell, who headed up Fosse for some number of years, will be heading up general manager of the new event that's being put on by TechWeb. It's going to be called G-Tech, and it's going to be held at the Convention Center again in the first week of June.
Oh, my gosh.
So whether
this year?
This year.
Wow. And hold it. I saw Bill had gotten it. I didn't know that was your event.
Not my event. This is TechWeb is the name of the firm. They also, Mark, own the Red Hat Conference, and I'm sure you're familiar with that. They own Information Week, which has just entered the market in a very strong way with some government editors actively following the market.
Chasing Bloomberg.
Exactly, chasing Bloomberg.
Wow.
So
curiouser and curiouser.
It is. And, you know, Fosse having moved to the summer time frame, I believe it's in July.
Yeah.
This should be a very interesting, war. Gloria Lombardo, who also was the top sales rep for Fosse, has joined the new show. So I think we'll see her very active out in the market, chasing sponsorship dollars and exhibitors and things like that.
Oh, yeah. That's going to be cool. My guests today are Peg and Claudia Hosky of Hosky Communications. When we come back, we're going to pursue the event side with a slant on my favorite topic, relationships. I'm Mark Amtower. You're listening to Amtower Off Center on Federal News Radio 1500 AM.
Controlling high blood pressure. From the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, I'm Ira Dreyfuss with HHS HealthBeat. About one-third of Americans have high blood pressure, and many don't know it. Even though high blood pressure is the leading cause of heart disease, which is America's leading cause of death, getting your blood pressure checked is easy. A healthcare professional can do it, and you can get a reading with the machines at supermarkets or drugstores. Controlling high blood pressure may take medications, but researcher Kathleen Gillespie of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says you can do some things yourself.
Those include achieving and maintaining a healthy body weight, participating in regular physical activity, not smoking, limiting alcohol intake, and eating a healthy diet that is low in salt.
An article on high blood pressure is in CDC's Morbidity and Mortality Weekly Report. Learn more at hhs.gov. HHS HealthBeat is a production of the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. I'm Ira Dreyfuss.
Listen to Fed Talk on Federal News Radio 1500 AM every Friday morning at 11 o'clock. Brought to you by the attorneys of Shaw, Bransford, and Roth. Fed Talk features live interviews with guests from the federal community sharing their insights on issues that affect you. Call in or email questions or comments to Fed Talk at federalnewsradio.com. Fed Talk is sponsored by GEICO. This week, host Tony Vergnetti will be talking to Dexter Brooks and Joe Linda Johnson from the EEOC's Office of Federal Operations for their annual update. They'll be discussing recent developments, initiatives, and training opportunities.
Hi, this is Wayne Zell, host of Blueprint for Wealth every Saturday at 10 a.m. on 1500 a.m. Join me this week for my special guest, Peter Thiele, chairman of the Children's Charities Foundation. Blueprint for Wealth is brought to you by the law firm of Odin, Feldman, and Pittleman, a full-service law firm located in Fairfax, Virginia. For more about the firm, visit us on the web at ofplaw.com.
Profile America, Monday, March 7th. Today marks the birthday of a man who contributed much to the way we eat, but especially those who love baked potatoes. The man was Luther Burbank, who decided that better plants could be developed by natural selection and crossbreeding. Over the course of his lifetime, he introduced more than 800 varieties of fruits, flowers, vegetables, and grains. One of his successes was a large, firm potato, now called the Russet Burbank. These make up most of the huge potato crop grown in Idaho, the nation's leading producer. Potatoes are a $3.7 billion a year crop, and Americans eat an average of just under 37 pounds of fresh potatoes annually. You can find these and more facts about America from the U.S. Census Bureau online at census.gov.
The FedCloud blog on federalnewsradio.com takes a look at the issues surrounding cloud computing through the eyes of those who are using it every day. We'll share with you the challenges, opportunities, and lessons learned from some of the top minds in the world of federal IT. Collaborate with others and help shape the discussion on cloud computing at the FedCloud blog on federalnewsradio.com or follow the FedCloud blog on Twitter. The FedCloud blog is sponsored by Cisco and Intel.
The Federal Managers Association invites all federal managers, supervisors, and executives to its 73rd National Convention and Training Seminar, Federal Managers Turning Policy into Action. On Tuesday, March 15th in Arlington, Virginia, federal managers will gather for engaging presentations including Hiring Reform, What It Means to Managers, The Future of Supervisory Training, and Managing a Telework Workforce. For more details, visit fedmanagers.org. That's fedmanagers.org.
Welcome back to Amtower Off-Center on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. I'm Mark Amtower. My guests today are Claudia and Peg Hoskey of Hoskey Communications, Inc. Peg, we were talking between the breaks. You know, relationships are absolutely key here. And the GTEC event is going to be just a ton of fun to watch. Because Fosse is in, it's almost like 40 years old now. It's mid 30s at least, as you mentioned, Bill Howell is now over there. Gloria's there. The competition for those exhibit dollars when you occupy a space like the convention center is just hardball. But let's talk about building relationships in the venues where they occur. And Claudia, feel free to jump in if you want.
Well, I think it's important to know that change in the market occurs frequently. And you and I have seen cycles, Mark, where at a period of time where there's a recession, suddenly we have new entrants, craving to get into the market because they're looking to shore up the dollars they're not getting from the commercial area by tapping into new markets like government. Mm-hmm. And we've seen that happen over the last 6 months, year, where you've had, as you mentioned, Information Week hiring, new editors that are focused on government. You've had Bloomberg cherry picking solid
so we're
editors.
Still wondering what they're going to do with all these people.
And they're talking about a subscription service for Bloomberg government, and now you see another major corporation, media company that had bought CMP at one point,
right,
which had owned GCN. Possibly they owned it when you worked for them. Now, here they are entering with a major trade show. So I think the relationships that you have to cultivate in the market really do span a lot of the association events that occur, where you can meet both your peers from industry as well as other government buyers, where you can maintain currency with what's going on a day-to-day basis. As a small company, I find ACT-IAC is a very large pool. There are something like 600 companies. So for a small company like ours of a dozen people, for me to play a prominent role there, I'm competing with 600 firms, many major players for any kind of leadership role. So we've used the Association for Federal Information Resource Management.
The firm. Actually one of the original IAC / Fujitsu partners.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I've been on the board of a firm for a couple of years as VP of programs, helped craft all their programs for a couple of years, now co-chair of the communications committee. And we have monthly lunches. We go to the lunches. We dialogue with the speakers. We sit with small and large companies that
are
there.
Are the lunches still down at George Washington?
Exactly.
Okay, then
the Marvin
been there
Center.
Forever.
Yeah. Again, you're talking in the 20 years plus. So that has been very useful. But I think Claudia can talk a little bit about how Twitter has played a role in significantly introducing her and our company to some of the, on a constant basis day to day, to keep people like Tom Suter from University of Central Florida.
I know Tom.
Talk a little bit about Fed Insider and Twitter, what you do every day out there.
All right. Well, in the last, 2 months or so, we've sort of put Fed Insider through the ringer and completely reinvented it. Not in theme and content, but we've redone the website. It's a lot more interactive and a lot more entertaining now.
It's extremely informative as well.
Yes.
It's a good
We do strive to be
source.
A good source for news, first and foremost. But, you know, we've also developed our Twitter and our LinkedIn, and we are really, really,
are
really...
Are you at Fed Insider?
Yes, that's okay. me. And okay. we're just really barreling down the social media path, thanks to some advice from both you, Mark, and people like Tom Suter.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've been going to the Affirm lunches, and I get home, and I take out all the business cards I traded with people, and I find everyone online, and I friend them or poke them or whatever.
Connect with them on LinkedIn.
Yep. It's a phenomenal way to build up really a great network of contacts.
So how long has Fed Insider been on Twitter right now?
We've probably been on maybe, 4 months?
How many followers do you have?
Somewhere in the ballpark of 600, 700.
So you're building okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm at Peg Hosky, and I've got a couple 300 followers myself.
Mm-hmm.
Occasionally people are a little confused as to whether I'm Fed Insider or I'm Peg Hosky. But, you know, we also find GovLoop to be very valuable.
Wrestler's organization, you know, his group on LinkedIn as well as the separate website, GovLoop.com, are excellent.
GovLoop's got about 39,000 subscribers, and I was really delighted in Christmas time frame in December. I was cited as one of the top 63 people to know on GovLoop. So that was kind of exciting.
Yeah.
It is. I love the marketability and the market access on GovLoop. You can go and search by groups and find specific agencies, and you can send out a message and say, hey, you know, we've got someone from your agency featured this week on Fed Insider. You might want to check it out. It's a really good way to drive business.
It's a great way to drive traffic, create awareness for the publication. But the publication is good not just for the feds. The publication is great for the contracting community. I love, you know, and our own Federal News Radio's own Tom Temin is your editor. And, you know, if Tom doesn't know it, it's probably not out there yet.
I think what I find really kind of exciting about Fed Insider too, Mark, is the state and local connections that we have out in the, you know, small towns throughout America.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I got an email from the chief financial officer of a small town in Iowa praising one of the articles that was written. The focus of Fed Insider is on management. And so we're talking about federal management, government management, and those same principles apply to other types of government. So it's nice to be able to talk directly to people outside the Washington Beltway. We get so entrenched in everything happening in this 60-mile loop that we forget there's really a great deal of America that's not right here.
Right. It's relationships, and the website can build relationships. The Twitter can build relationships. You know, I use LinkedIn a lot. That's my main focus. I do tweet, but not often.
Well, there's also just plain, you know, researching. And it just astonishes me, even now, where people will say, how do you find out who the CIOs are? CIO.gov, you know. How do you find out who the inspector generals are? Well, you've got an inspector general counsel.
Yep.
You can just go to that website. You've got phone numbers. You've got tools like Carroll Publishing where you can...
GovSearch is wonderful.
GovSearch. You can look people up and see who reports to them, who are their staff assistants, begin to build those relationships one-on-one. And I think that's why volunteering for an association, nonprofit, like a firm, and having yourself part of, for example, the program committee, you can be one of the volunteers that reaches out to fill one of the programs, build a rapport with a CIO, with his staff, build that trusting relationship. So the next time your president or CEO is in town, you can give a call. You can have that entree to have an appointment with that individual.
Exactly. And there's nothing untoward about building that relationship, nothing in the ethically gray area. It is investing in the community and giving back to the community.
Well, and part of it, you know, Mark, comes down to looking at the fact that you or a CIO has about 8 hours a day worth of work time.
Yep.
What is it that you making an appointment with that CIO can bring to that individual in the way of insight or information to really make it worth getting an eighth of his day for you or your company?
Exactly.
And you'll learn that by going to these various meetings, breakfast, lunches, or dinners. FC is another organization.
Mm-hmm. My guests today are Peg and Claudia Hoskey of Hoskey Communications. I'm Mark Amtower. You're listening to Amtower Off Center on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.
The Pentagon and Beyond, brought to you by Airink.
Secretary of Defense Robert Gates is not happy with the slow pace of using unmanned Predator drone aircraft. They've had great success in Afghanistan dating back to early 2008. Gates told the Air Force Academy Friday it's been like, quote, pulling teeth to get more of the planes, quote, because people were stuck in old ways of doing business. Gates also scolded those pushing for more than twice the number of F-22 Raptors than were budgeted for by DOD. I'm J.J. Green.
When you think of forensics, a popular TV show with crime scene investigators probably comes to mind. But have you ever thought about forensics at the 30,000-foot level? Literally. Air Inc. has. Air Inc. and their partners help oversee the airspace above the nation's capital and have the ability to recreate virtually any situation to indisputably determine the facts, marrying everything from voice recordings to video to GPS. Log on to ARINC.com. to learn more.
A newly engineered material may allow waste heat to be turned into energy at unprecedented efficiencies. Put your hand on a light bulb and you'll feel that along with light, it produces a lot of wasted heat. Vinayak Dravid of Northwestern University says he can tap some of that. He helped engineer a material that becomes hot on one side and stays cool on the other, then turns that temperature difference into electricity.
Part of the light bulb could be hugged with this thermoelectric materials and then can be fed back into electrical grid.
Dravid says the material's unique chemistry allows electricity generation at 10 to 15% efficiency.
We are continuing to improve it further, but even at the 10 to 15 of waste heat converting back to useful energy is an absolute paradigm shift.
To find out more about this and other engineering innovation stories, please go to www.nae.edu/radio. That's www.nae.edu/radio. With the National Academy of Engineering, Randy Atkins, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.
If you're a woman and you're sick and tired of watching your hair get thinner and thinner, we're about to challenge everything you think you know about hair loss. Because we're going to send you a risk-free trial of a product with an FDA-approved ingredient, clinically proven to help stop women's hair loss and regrow hair. It's called Keranique. Find out how you can try it risk-free by calling 1-800-600-0209 in the next 10 minutes. You're going to be amazed by what you see, because Keranique is formulated especially for women to help repair hair follicles, prevent premature hair loss, and regrow thicker, fuller hair. And it's sulfate-free, which means it's safe for color-treated hair. Ladies, it's finally your turn to be free from embarrassing hair loss. Call 1-800-600-0209 in the next 10 minutes and try Keranique before you buy it. But hurry, supplies are extremely limited. For your risk-free trial, call 1-800-600-0209. That number again is 1-800-600-0209.
If you're like most people, you have many financial questions, like, can I afford to retire? How do I protect my nest egg? Will I outlive my money? Hi, I'm Mark Tabron. We'll tackle these questions and more every Saturday morning at 10:30. Learn how to protect and grow your money with me, Mark Tabron, on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. Can't wait until Saturday? Call Tabron & Associates Financial Services at 301-773-3923.
This is NIH Health Matters. I'm Joe Belinfi. NIH researchers have released new study results linking depression and premature menopause, or primary ovarian insufficiency.
Our research group has been interested in the role of the irregular menstrual cycles in the health of girls and young women.
Dr. Lawrence Nelson is with the Eunice Kennedy Shriver National Institute of Child Health and Human Development. He explains primary ovarian insufficiency is when young women suddenly stop producing normal levels of reproductive hormones.
We found in this specific study with this specific condition that the onset of irregular menstrual cycles can be a sign that precedes the development of depression.
For more information on this study, visit www.nichd.nih.gov. Health Matters is produced by the National Institutes of Health, part of the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Welcome back to Amtower Off-Center on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. I'm Mark Amtower. My guests today are Peg and Claudia Hoskey of Hoskey Communications, Inc. How old are you now? The company.
It's yeah. About 12 years.
Yeah, 12 years.
12 years, yeah.
Very cool. All right. We mentioned IAC before. IAC, the Industry Advisory Council, is part of the American Council on Technology. Originally, they were all affiliated under what was called the Federation of Government Information Processing Councils, locally known as FGIPSI. Here's your history lesson, Claudia. Ancient stuff. But FGIPSI hasn't been around for a while. It was replaced. But FGIPSI was the only organization sponsored actually by a public law, and the Industry Advisory Council was originally the only authorized body to interact with government officials on a quasi-official basis, because back then the communications between industry and government were closely monitored. It's a little looser now and more important. And there's a lot of venues. So let's talk. You started to mention AFSEA, which is everywhere.
AFSEA, I think, has played traditionally the role you mentioned that IAC plays with CIOs. They've played that with the military. The Armed Forces Communications and Electronic Association is a nonprofit that has chapters all over the world.
All over D.C.
All over D.C. as well. Some of them, the one in Northern Virginia, raises significant dollars for scholarship and hosts things at Fort Belvoir, for example, an industry day. The proceeds of that industry day, the payments made by vendors to come in and hear from the Army officials about what their buying plans are, those proceeds go into scholarships for soldiers, children of soldiers. Mm-hmm. And there is at least one notable exception, which is the AFSEA chapter in Maryland in Bethesda that meets up in Rockville. They have...
Used to meet at NIH, didn't they? Or
they actually are meeting at one of the hotels on Rockville Pike now.
Yeah.
And they, because of the Department of Energy being up there and some of the civilian agencies up there, the chapter that's based up in Rockville Bethesda does have more of a civilian agency presence than many of the others.
Right.
Those two have great volunteer opportunities if you would like to enhance your business development by volunteering with any of the FCA chapters, depending on which is easiest for you to get to, Northern Virginia and so on. And FCA...
And there's one in D.C. too.
The D.C. one has probably got one of the more popular events in the December time frame down at the Corcoran, a very, very beautiful evening dinner as a holiday celebration. And it's really elegant to see everyone in formal attire, especially the military officers. So those are some of the obligations of business development in the government market, making sure that you're out there meeting people face-to-face, and following that meeting face-to-face, you get entree to their office to be able to talk with them and their staffs about how your company can help build business.
Right. And, you know, I don't want to overlook organizations like the Professional Services Council or Tech America.
Tech America.
Yeah, the point is there's a lot.
There's a lot.
So you got to test a few to see what suits you best and what's going to
exactly
really help you focus on developing business relationships, not only with government employees, but with industry as well.
And some of the larger companies, Mark, you know, have business development people who really primarily spend virtually all their time going to association meetings,
mm-hmm,
going to participating in association panels, participating in developing events with associations. So they do broadly meet people, but they spend almost full time working just on the association relationships.
Right. And we've seen, you know, you and I have mutual friends who've been doing this a long time. I mean, people like Howard Eady, who I met when he was in the office of the Secretary of Defense. And he was running the Gypsy at the time, and maybe the industry. No, I don't think the Industry Advisory Council, but the Gypsy. And, you know, he's just, now he's been on industry for a number of years, in industry for a number of years, and still extremely active in those things. Art Chanker, you know,
founded a firm.
Yeah.
I think he did.
He may have when he was a
government. When he was with government.
Yeah. So it's you know, it's been, you know, there's a lot of venues out there. Find the ones that work for you. And find the ones that that have those issues where your skills, technology, whatever fit. So let's talk a little bit about, you know, what are the hot topics technology wise, because that's largely what we're you know, watching around here. So,
well, I think if you look at the conference that we have coming up April 10th through 13th. That would be the Federal Senior Management Conference.
FedSMC, uh-huh.
Taking place at the Hyatt Regency Chesapeake Bay in Cambridge, a short 90-minute drive from here. You'll see some of these
hot topics. Actually,
a pleasant
90-minute drive, too.
Pleasant because it goes across Route 50 rather than 95.
Yeah.
You've got a really beautiful venue that has a lot of sustainability efforts going on through Hyatt's green program. It is an hour and a half drive. 70% of the rooms look out on the Choptank River. And because of its closeness to D.C., over the last 3 years, the amount of government conferences that they have done has increased from us running the very first government conference there at Per Diem in 2008 to now 30% of the business done at the hotel is for government conferences. Close enough for senior people. If they get called back to the office to see the secretary, they can jump on in their car and be back in an hour and a half. So that's been useful. Some of the topics that I see right now that are pretty important include things like e-discovery, document preservation, no question cybersecurity, certainly cloud security, when are we going to get to the point where that's fully up and running? And NIST is certainly working on that, and they'll be at the conference. Innovation and product innovation. We'll have a researcher from the University of Central Florida that's going to talk about some of their recent work with Michelle Obama, where they've developed a web-based game that's being used to teach kids nutrition.
Yeah, that's Dr. David Metcalf.
Exactly. We'll also have Chief of Staff from OPM talking about how government will be working in these more austere times, and a panel on telecommuting and telework, which I think you know, Mark, has really started to become a burning interest in the government's part.
Yeah, and you know, you and I were back there back when the original telework centers were set up, and that was 91, 92, where the Virginia Tom Davis had the Tom or Mr. Moran had the first one set up in their district. Then there was one out in Frederick, and now there's a bunch around the Beltway. But it's been sort of a back burner item for a number of years, and mercifully now has gained massive momentum due to, you know, weather. I would have hoped that the traffic alone would drive that issue,
exactly.
But no, it takes snow. So.
Exactly. Well, you know, we're also having some sponsorships there. So we are at the FedSMC website. You can pick up contact information, give us a shout to talk about that.
FedSMC.com?
Yep.
Okay.
And fascinating as well, this year we're seeing an increase or a spike in our attendance from the intelligence communities.
Well, the topics that you're covering, aside from the green, I don't know if the intel community really cares about that. They care more about traction for the e-discovery, the cyber issues. You know, cyber warfare for them is palpable. I mean, it's real. It's here. And very outside of J.J. Green, nobody talks about it.
Exactly.
My guests today are Peg and Claudia Hosky of Hosky Communications Incorporated. When we come back, we're going to talk more about events, relationships, and probably a little more about FedSMC. You can find Hosky Communications at FedInsider.com. Or is there another website we should talk about as well?
FedSMC.com.
FedSMC is definitely, and you can click on that through FedInsider.com because that's how I found it. I'm Mark Amtower. You're listening to Amtower Off Center on Federal News Radio 1500 AM.
My name is Abe Lincoln, and I've been thinking about this cool place that you can go. It's a website that I speak of called USA.gov. It's government information online, and that's mighty fine. USA.gov. Got questions on your log cabin? Housing answers, yeah, they have them. USA.gov is your official source. Get Social Security info, whatever that is. ID theft prevention tips, because that's your biz. Even change my address, and I don't mean the Gettysburg. Find government auctions, jobs, apply for student aid. Hey, I wouldn't lie, I'm honest Abe. It's government made easy for the people. Take it from the dude in the stovepipe hat. USA.gov is where it's at. So don't wait 67 years to check it out. And that, my fellow Americans, is what I'm talking about.
Meeting mission goals through technology, brought to you by General Dynamics Information Technology.
Federal IT policymakers say the days of agency employees having one cell phone for work and another for personal use could soon be a thing of the past. They're exploring the idea of letting federal workers use their personal devices to do their jobs rather than segregating their work lives onto separate devices. The idea, according to federal CIO Vivek Kundra, is that many employees are already using newer, better technology in their personal lives than the equipment their agency issues them. Under the idea, workers would get a stipend to help pay for technology that they buy on their own, and Kundra says federal CIOs can overcome the security challenges. He says as IT needs continue to become a bigger and bigger part of agencies' missions, keeping up with the latest technology will rack up unsustainable costs.
General Dynamics Information Technology, delivering the strength of technology to achieve mission success. General Dynamics IT. Visit GDIT.com to learn more.
Hi, I'm Neil Asbury, host of The Neil Asbury Show. Please join me and my guests each week as we discuss the importance of international trade, entrepreneurialism, small business ownership, job creation, and the American dream.
The Neil Asbury Show, Saturday mornings at 8 on Federal News Radio. The Neil Asbury Show is sponsored by AIT Worldwide Logistics, Yoakum Shore and Trossaven, and WTS, Withers Worldwide Transportation Systems.
Hey, Caps fans, text Jersey6 to 43803 to join the Caps Mobile Club for your chance to win a signed jersey autographed by the entire Caps team. As a member of the Caps Mobile Club, you'll receive breaking news and special offers right to your mobile phone, and maybe even that signed jersey. Text Jersey6, that's Jersey and the number 6, to 43803 now for your chance to win.
And now, here's the virtualization expert, brought to you by VMware and Carahsoft.
This is Aileen Black, Vice President of VMware Federal. Federal agencies want to transform physically distributed server, storage, and networking resources into secure, elastic, self-healing resource pools to deliver IT as a service. This is cloud computing, and its foundation is virtualization. When storage, networking, and servers are woven together on a virtualization platform, federal agencies can begin an evolutionary, not a revolutionary, journey to cloud computing. By utilizing existing IT resources, agencies can build a private cloud and reap dramatic benefits without dramatic disruptions. More than 190,000 customers are virtualizing mission-critical IT resources with VMware today. If you are interested in cloud computing, shouldn't you join them?
VMware is the foundation of cloud computing. Register today for Federal Computer Week's 40% by 2015 breakfast seminar on February 23rd by visiting thevirtualizationexpert.com today.
HCMF Federal Recruitment and Talent Management Strategy Day is a one-day training conference to be held Wednesday, May 4th, 2011 in Washington, D.C. The conference will focus on new opportunities for bringing in top talent to the federal government, such as marketing and brand strategies, investing in employee development, and more. Keynotes will be presented by OPM Director John Barry, as well as presentations from seven other Chief Human Capital Officers. For more information, please visit hcmfrecruitmentday.com.
This is Mark Amtower. I've been advising contractors for almost 30 years, and when they need agency contacts, I always recommend Carroll's GovSearch. With over 350,000 contact listings and over 1,000 government organization charts, they help you find the people you need to reach in all levels of government. Give them a try. Get a free organization chart and a sample listing from their database. Contact Gordon Peel at 703-757-8228. Carroll Publishing, bringing government to you like no other. Welcome back to Amtower Off Center on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. I'm Mark Amtower. My guests today are Claudia and Peg Hosky of Hosky Communications. You can find them at FedInsider.com. You'll find the event that we'll talk about again in a minute, FedSMC.com there. You'll find out about, if you go to FedInsider.com, you find out a lot of stuff on a regular basis anyway, because the site is updated regularly. Sign up for the e-newsletter. It's very cool. It's an excellent read. And it only comes every 2 weeks. It doesn't come every day. You mentioned Mr. Wrestler. I don't know how Steve puts out something every morning.
Exactly.
That's hard.
Well, that's part of the community, though, because yep. It's really the community that's entering the news. And he's got the community, citizen community engagement going on constantly.
Yep.
Yesterday, there was a discussion about gender issues and how effectively women are finding career growth in the government market. And we're kind of excited at FedSMC. We've got Laura Liswood, who is a very renowned advocate for women and is the founder of an organization whose sole focus has been on getting a woman for president.
The Council of Women World Leaders, I think.
Her Council for Women World Leaders is made up of women who are heads of states from all over the world. She'll be speaking at lunch about diversity and gender. She's written a book that's called The Loudest Duck, where she takes a look at, if you are the loudest duck, so to speak, you're going to get shot. And if you are a very verbal, outspoken person, perhaps in an Asian culture, you, in fact, will not be embraced.
Right.
Whereas here in America, if you're not an outgoing, outspoken person, you're not going to make a drive in your career. So,
well, it's, you and I have learned that the hard way.
Yes, we have. So. Yes, we have.
Neither of us is the most outgoing person in the world personally, but we both have learned that having a point of view and sharing that point of view is a critical part of getting noticed in this market, and it also increases your knowledge. We were talking about this on the breaks. You know, your knowledge here is not stagnant. Your line was, you know, you have to have a mile's worth of knowledge, and every year a foot of it changes. And part of learning that is who you're hanging out with.
Exactly.
So the associations, the individuals, et cetera, you know, have a brain trust that you work with. You know, you can do it via social media, like Claudia and me, but, you know, you have to have that face-to-face component. So we will get back to the Fed SMC, but I wanted to touch briefly on the potential shutdown and what this may mean for services across the board.
Well, it's pretty scary when you talk to the community. If you talk to some of the major integrators, they'll tell you that they're preparing for, on the one hand, they'll say a 10-day shutdown. On the other hand, you'll hear someone say 3 to 5 weeks. So it is going to have a major effect on everything from restaurants in the District of Columbia and the area to travel agents who are booking travel to all aspects of life here in the district.
Well, you mentioned the hotel. You know, the government cannot hold meetings or send people to meetings if they are furloughed.
Exactly.
And the travel industry is a large recipient of you know, in a lot of ways, federal, state, local, and contractor money.
Exactly. So I think, you know, for the moment, there's certainly a lot of anxiety right now in the marketplace.
Mm-hmm.
Keeping up with that anxiety, you and I both know, though, that if you're coming into the government market for the short term, if you think that this is a community where you can come in, make a killing, and leave, then you really need to rethink it. And you have a new book that covers some of these areas, and I think you should mention that.
Selling to the government.
To the government.
Wiley likes it when I mention them.
There you go.
And the book.
It is a long-term business proposition being in this market, and every year you're going to learn more and more and more about it. You're going to now be able to do that on Twitter. I think, Claudia, a couple of the people you talk to every day, why don't you mention?
Oh, well, I know them probably more on Twitter than real life, so feel free to fill in the blanks.
Doesn't matter.
There's at Digifile, who's probably at just about every event mm-hmm. going on in the D.C. area or outside of, always Twittering. So, I mean, even when there's no webinar, or there's no web coverage of a speech, you'll know exactly what was going on. You've got the quotes. It's great. There's Tom Suter at T. Suter. He is very social, very active on Twitter. Cheeky Geeky. At Cheeky underscore
Dr.
Geeky,
yeah.
Dr. Dre. he's always got some really great insight. Mm-hmm. Very, very funny. And of course, Chris Dorbeck at C. Dorbeck. He's all day. He must have people helping him out with that. He's Twittering
He's got massive thumb muscles.
He must. Like four thumbs or something. I don't know.
Tom Temin doesn't tweet. I don't think, he blogs.
We are trying to desperately.
No, leave him on the blog because you know what says takes a little longer to get out. Tweet his blog, but you know Maxine Teller too.
I don't know. We'll look her up.
I'll forward you. I forget her her Twitter handle, but you know she's been at a lot of the conferences where I've chaired panels or spoken or whatever, and she's just absolutely wonderful.
And I have to ask Claudia, what do you listen to on the radio? Driving to college? Driving to work?
Oh, as long as there's news on Fed News Radio.
Yeah. not all the shows are pertinent to us. You know, a couple of them, you know, they, but, you know, Tom and Amy in the morning, great stuff. Francis mm-hmm. always has neat people on. And Chris is, you know, always entertaining, always informative. But let's tie this back for a moment to the FedSMC. We've got a couple of minutes here. FedSMC is going to be an opportunity for senior federal people to network amongst themselves.
Exactly. I think one of the aspects of learning that is critical is what is the other agency doing? What is that other executive peer doing to be able to tackle problems that you also have? And so there certainly is a significant role for education or training that takes place close to your home. You can drive to, you can learn. But the idea of being at an offsite where you're an hour and a half away, yet you're going to be spending the night, gives you time after hours to actually sit down and informally be able to talk to others that are your peers about how they are, how they're approaching challenges and what they've done to solve problems that you have.
So, exactly. The after-hour nuggets are things that occur to you when you're not on the podium or on a panel.
Yeah, we've talked about networking among ourselves in industry. Well, this is another situation where you've got that going on with government. And, you know, we have noted for sure in the past that government has access certainly to, let's call it, the IT president or IT executive that they have ready access to. But in the case of talking to another major corporation as to how they're solving problems, that they do appreciate. And this year, one of our keynotes is Frank Eliason, who was made very famous when he was at Comcast. He was actually written up in the New York Times Business Week as the top guru in customer service, perhaps in the world, certainly in the United States. He's now with Citi. He's got 100 people that are trained on social media. He's going to talk about citizen services. He's going to talk about how Citi does it nationwide. And I think he'll be able to give a very solid perspective on how a major Fortune 10 company is addressing customer service, and citizen service is certainly a major component of virtually every agency.
Cool. That's going to have to be the last word. Thank you guys for coming in. It's I was going to ask how it was to have a mother and daughter tandem, but when you come back, and you will be coming back, I will ask what it's like to work with a mother and daughter. My guests today, if you've missed it, have been Peg and Claudia Hosky of Hosky Communications, and you've been listening to Amtower Off-Center on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. This is not my day job. We have a new program in conjunction with the School of Management at George Mason University, the Government Market Master Program. Come on out. Check us out. Just go to federaldirect.net and click on the yellow star, and you'll find a fair amount of information. Remember, you have not been everywhere until you've been off-center with Amtower.
You've been listening to Amtower Off-Center on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. If you missed any part of this program, you can hear it in its entirety on our website, federalnewsradio.com. Amtower Off-Center, Monday afternoons at noon, only on Federal News Radio 1500 AM, WFED, your source for federal news now.
Cisco is the official sponsor of FederalNewsRadio.com. The Cisco Center at FederalNewsRadio.com is your resource for cloud computing, data center, security, and collaboration strategy and solutions.
WFED Washington, WWFD Frederick, WWWTFM HD2 Manassas, WTOPFM HD2 Washington, the Washington, D.C. home of Navy Athletics.